You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. The CDC has found the COVID-19 vaccines approved in the U.S. to be safe and effective. But you might see a different story on your social media feed. A recent NPR analysis finds that stories falsely linking the vaccines and death have been some of the most popular content online this year. Miles Parks is an NPR reporter who covers online misinformation. His recent piece on this is titled, "Few Facts, Millions of Clicks, Fear-Mongering Vaccine Stories Go Viral Online." Miles, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, Rob. Good to be with you.
Well, what kind of stories were you setting out to find here in our social media feeds?
Basically, what we wanted to see was we wanted to look at the entire year of vaccine coverage online and just see what kind of trends popped out. So I partnered with this company called NewsWhip that analyzes data online, basically had them search, look at all vaccine-related stories and the kind of engagement they got online. And immediately, this trend kind of jumped out to us. The most popular story online of 2021 about vaccines was not about the rollout. It wasn't even about, you know, side effects or the differences between the different vaccines. It was a story that falsely linked a doctor who received the vaccine who died, that death, to the vaccine. And that story just went viral. It's the most popular piece of vaccine content online this year. And so that kind of sent us on this rabbit hole to see how many of these stories are there? Why are they getting so much engagement? And what we found is that, you know, almost every other day this year, a story falsely linking the vaccine to death has been among the most engaged with content online.
And a weird thing here is these aren't entirely false stories. A person did get the vaccine and the person did die, but there's a misleading presentation of them, it sounds like, that might escape even efforts to stop, you know, flat out misinformation.
Exactly. I mean, you think about it and, you know, 8,000 people or more die every single day in the United States for all sorts of reasons. And so logic tells you, you know, we're up to over 100 million people in the U.S. who've gotten a vaccine shot. Some of those people are going to die as more people get vaccinated. More vaccinated people will die from all sorts of reasons. But basically what's happening is these, especially early on in the vaccine rollout, we saw credible news organizations writing stories that even in the story said there was no connection to the vaccine and death. But the headline was something like, you know, Utah woman gets vaccine, dies 4 days later. And then the people on social media who have an agenda, who want to push vaccine misinformation, are able to use this true story, post it with a kind of misleading comment, and it goes viral. The social media companies are really put in a difficult situation with pieces of content like that, because again, these are credible news organizations posting true stories. It's just in this misleading light.
What do we know about the safety of our three different vaccines out there on the market in the U.S. so far?
The bottom line is they're safe and effective. You know, there is no link whatsoever to death and the vaccines. And yet these stories have just continued to come. You know, the most prevalent time online when stories that were kind of falsely linking the two things together was in early January, mid-January. You'll remember, you know, that was a time when we all were looking for information about how safe the vaccines were. You can imagine if you're a person who just Googles or goes on your social media feed and you're trying to decide, you're in that population who's just thinking, should I get it or should I not get it? And the first thing you see on Facebook when you wake up is about some random person who died after getting the vaccine. That would have an effect, but there is no connection. You know, it's important to say that over and over again. These are just unconnected things that have just been connected in a misleading way.
Right. And just to hammer this home, I happen to have my vaccine appointment for later this week. Happy about that. If I, knock on wood, died in a car crash on the way home, you could say technically I got my vaccine and then died. There
exactly.
would be no link between the vaccine and my death.
Right, right. But it's, you know, the whole, I talked to a lot of experts. I talked to experts on risk analysis and experts on human cognition. And what I heard was that people generally are just really bad at assessing risk, and they overweight vivid anecdotes and underweight statistics. You know, I think we do this every day with all sorts of things in our normal life. But when somebody hears a vivid anecdote about, there was one story that went viral about this Utah woman who had a 6-year-old or an 8-year-old daughter who, you know, she left without a mother. And if you're the mother of a child, and you read that, even though in the article, again, it says there's no connection between these two things, and even another one of their relatives ended up getting the vaccine, you still, our brains do not possess a good enough risk assessment ability to be able to accurately parse out that information. It really clouds our judgment.
Talking to Miles Parks, NPR reporter who covers online misinformation, talking about the misleading use of stories related to the vaccine to create COVID-19 vaccines, false narratives about their safety. Now, Miles, here we've got Facebook and the other social media outlets trying to deal with, you know, flat out lies and misinformation and maybe trying to screen out things that are just have no element of truth to them. How are they approaching the kind of misleading use of stories that you're tracking here?
We really don't know. I mean, it's really interesting that we had this hearing on Capitol Hill about a week and a half ago now, where Mark Zuckerberg went and Jack Dorsey of Twitter, Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, went and testified before Congress and talked a lot about how much work, how many millions of pieces of content that they've taken down related to COVID-19 that were lies about, you know, its origins or about the causes of it, all sorts of things. But neither man talked anything about, you know, what one expert called the gray area of disinformation. And it's clear that this is the future of misinformation and disinformation, that, you know, people who have a role to play in trying to push false narratives are going to start using articles from credible news outlets because it just makes the social media company's jobs that much harder. They have trouble taking down an article from CNN or from the Washington Post. It's a lot harder than taking down an article from, you know, some baloney website that is known to post false things. If there's an article like from the Chicago Tribune, which was one of the most engaged with pieces that kind of was used to falsely link vaccines and death, they're put in a really big bind trying to basically police coverage from the Chicago Tribune. That's just not something that they really want to be doing.
In our last minute or so, Miles, is this just me and my cousin spreading these stories in this way? Or are we seeing, you know, active outside actors, you know, the sort of Russian outlets helping promote these things, too?
It's a mixture of both. We've seen, that was another thing, we've seen Russia do this. They've shown a really big interest in trying to, you know, they have developed their own vaccine that they're trying to market in the global marketplace. And so what experts say is that they have an interest in denigrating the safety of the Pfizer vaccine, for instance. And so we've seen them from official channels, ambassador channels, post articles linking back the Pfizer vaccine to death and trying to push that narrative. So it's a mix. It's a mix of people's cousin as well as people who are a little bit more, you might say, professional in this world.
Miles, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob. Have a good day.
You too. That's Miles Parks, NPR reporter. He was with us today to talk about why misleading stories about the COVID-19 vaccine have been so popular online. You can read more. Find Miles's piece online. We've got it at WPR.org/Central Time.